Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist, with us live on WBEN this morning. The Buffalo mayoral primary is 3 weeks away from today. Carl, Democrats are calling out Mayor Scanlon for accepting GOP influence, namely from Carl Paladino. Now, you have a nose for this stuff. What's going on here?
Strategy on the part of the Democrats. They're obviously trying to make Carl Paladino a villain, and also Donald Trump. If you've seen Sean Ryan's commercials on television, it's about MAGA Republicans and Trump, and that's a strategy. It's negative ads. Negative ads tend to work in the business of politics, and that's what they're hitting on. Scanlon also is running negative ads about Sean Ryan's votes on the Bail Reform Act, which many people think has been a disaster in terms of law and order, and also his support of India Walton in the mayoral campaign against Byron Brown, where she was calling for laying off 100 police officers and cutting millions of dollars from the police budget. So both sides have drawn their lines where they want to go, trying to motivate their voters and the voters of Buffalo. We'll see what happens on election night, primary night. Primaries are very funny things, Susan. When you do a poll in a primary, you'll get 40, 50% of people saying they intend to vote. But in actuality, you get 18 to 20% on average of people turn out. So it's a question of turnout. What side is going to get out their vote and what side has the better organization? Yesterday, I was listening to you, and Brian asked Jack O'Donnell, I thought, a very good question about, has the Democrat Party endorsement been a big help to Sean Ryan? At this point, I'd have to say no. And what I would base that answer on is the fact that when the petition process was completed and the candidates turned in their signatures, that's a very good indication of organizational strength. Normally, conventional wisdom would say that the person who has the party endorsement has the big advantage there, because you've got a Democrat organization, you've got two committee people in every single district, and their job is to get petitions signed versus a challenger who's got to put together his or her own organization. But yet when the petitions came in, not only did Chris Scanlon have more signatures than Sean Ryan, he had twice as many. Now that is a huge red flag about the strength of an organization. Now, the question is, and we don't know the answer, and we won't know until primary night, what, if anything, has Jeremy Zellner done since that, frankly, embarrassment to shore up his city organization to perform the next major function of an organization, and that is to get out the vote. So that's an unknown right now, but boy, I'll tell you, when those petitions came in, those of us, in politics on a professional basis, our eyes opened up. That was really, really startling to see a challenger get twice as many signatures as the endorsed candidate.
To me, I thought it was interesting that Sean Ryan had begun to send out mailers to people outside of the city of Buffalo looking for their support on the campaign. People who live within his Senate district saying that, all right, you don't live within the city of Buffalo, but what happens in Buffalo impacts all of us. Did you take that as a red flag?
Yes, not as big a red flag as the pure number of signatures. There's no such thing, Brian, in a campaign as of having too much money or too many volunteers, okay? So, you know, that makes some sense. But, you know, when you combine it with the fact of the very, very poor showing on petitions, it might very well be not just trying to get an abundance of riches, but trying to plug holes in what otherwise might be a weak organization. So yeah, I think the petition signing process was a huge red flag. This was a smaller red flag, but a red flag nonetheless.
Why it raised my antenna, Carl, was because it reminded me of, and I'm wondering if you can think back to Nate McMurray and Chris Collins and that race. And what I remember seeing so much of was signs in support of Nate McMurray outside of the district where he was running, where, you know, he had a lot of support, but not necessarily where he needed to get the votes. Could we be seeing something like that? And in the internet age, you know, where so many people look at support they're getting or, you know, what the chatter is online, is it easy maybe to fall into a trap of saying, hey, I've got a lot of support here, just maybe not exactly where I need it?
Yeah, and especially, again, in a primary, it's about targeted support because you're going to have a very small turnout. And, you know, getting your voters motivated, committed, and delivered to the polls, that's an organizational issue and an organizational mission. So it doesn't make much sense to go outside the district in a general election. I think it makes even less sense in a primary where you're dealing with a very small universe of voters that you're trying to get to the polls.
We haven't seen polling yet in this race, but how close do you think this race actually is right now?
Susan, I would say to anyone, in a primary, any poll you see should have a huge asterisk next to it, again, because of turnout. Polling tells you what people are thinking. It doesn't tell you just how motivated they're going to be to vote. And so be very careful with looking at polls for a primary. The thing I'm going to be looking at in this race is the numbers out of South Buffalo. If Chris Scanlon comes out of South Buffalo, what my friends in the Democrat Party tell me could be 75% of the vote, that's going to be a big hill to climb for Sean Ryan, because where does he go to make up that vote? Normally, he might go to the African-American community, but you've got three very credible African-American candidates in the race, which complicates it for him. So watch for the South Buffalo vote. If you recall, it was South Buffalo and Chris Scanlon's organization that really propelled Byron Brown to that write-in victory over India Walton a few years back. And so if that organization is still in place and he comes out of South Buffalo with 75% of the vote, that's going to be, a big political hill to climb.
All right. And Jeremy Zellner was not there yesterday at the Democrat news conference. Do you read anything into that?
Yeah, I do. You would think that a chairman would want to be with his candidate, pumping up the troops, putting on a good face for, the coming victory that he wants to portray. I would read something into it. And again, when you add these things together, it's not any one thing. It's the fact that the petition process really lacked, it was very disappointing for the Democrat chairman of the Democrat organization. Then you've got what Brian said about, you know, signs outside of the district and letters going out asking for volunteers. And now you've got the chairman not showing up for his candidate. You put those together and, yeah, I think there's certainly, if this were a car race, an F1 race, you'd say there's a caution flag out.
Well, Carl, always interesting to hear what you have to say on this. Carl Calabrese joining us live. Thank you very much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.